It's time for the Million Pound Radio Show State of the Nation special. And here are your hosts, Andy Hamilton and Nick Revel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome to the Million Pound State of the Nation special. Well, later we'll be interviewing Peter Lilly about his privatisation plans to reduce government spending on the elderly. We'll be looking in detail at his decision to hand over the running of our old people's homes to the Dangerous Sports Society. And he'll be defending his controversial new Meals on Panthers service.
We'll also be looking at murder, violence, obscenity, disease, and all the other Benetton adverts.
We'll be looking at the big questions on everyone's mind, like, why for 30 years has London Transport been telling us to mind the gap? Why don't they just fill in the bloody gap?
So, you've been busy since the last show, then?
Oh, reasonably busy, you know, a bit of TV work. I did a stint on Gladiators.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was Woodlouse.
Ah, that's... Yeah, I saw that, because Wolf attacked you and you just curled up into a ball in front of him. Yeah, really brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, and I did a bit of producing, you know, I produced the Thatcher years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we interviewed Geoffrey Archer, but we couldn't use it because half of it was rubbish. And the other half he'd got from other people's interviews. Right.
And what was Thatcher like to work with?
Well, she doesn't call it working with, but she was fine, yeah? Yeah. Quiet, please, and cue Lady Thatcher.
One after another they came, each saying they'd support me, but that I would lose. I realised then the plot had been hatched.
Yeah, that was lovely, Lady Thatcher. Just got to do a little retake on sound. There was a bit of sort of cutlery clanking in the background. I think they must be bringing the meals round on the ward.
They won't let me have cutlery in here.
Really, yes. Lady Thatcher, if...
Ever since Nigel Lawson's visit.
Yes, yes. Okay, if,
Who would have thought he'd have so much blood in him?
Yeah. Okay. If we could just do another retake, Mrs. Thatcher. Oh, and could you not do that sudden, funny, thyroidy stare? Only it frightens the cameraman. Okay? Apart from that, terrific.
A cup of tea, Lady Thatcher. Milk and one sugar, wasn't it?
Arthur milk with two sugars.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's a mistake.
No. It's not a mistake. It's a betrayal.
Oh, no, here she goes. Here
it's
she goes.
Treachery.
Lady Thatcher.
Quisling! Judas!
Okay, she's going. She's going. Quick, get the screening. Go
on in.
Nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, she is barking, isn't she?
She is barking place though in Upminster, I'm telling you. Well, back to our great debate, and the major question that faces Britain today is, has there been a total moral collapse? And to discuss this very important question, we have the Bishop of Leeds.
Good evening, listeners.
The Deaconess of St. Neots, Ipswich, Sarah Hazel.
Good evening.
And the Home Secretary, Michael Howard.
Good evening.
Oh, no, can someone switch that off, please? Thank you. Yeah. Sorry, Mr. House, sorry, you just set off the building smugness alarm there.
Sorry.
Oh, please, don't apologise, no. Nothing you can do about it, is there? No. Now, the big question, is modern Britain experiencing a moral crisis? Now, Bishop.
I fear so. There seems to be a massive moral decline. I mean, can you believe this? Our research indicates that even among Christians, 85% of people don't know the three commandments.
Yes. It's 10 commandments, surely.
Sorry? Oh, no. We downsized the commandments to 3, you see, because market testing showed 10 was too many to remember. And also, if we condemn coveting, it means we can't attract the A, B, 1s and 2s.
Oh, right. So who do you blame for this national moral decline?
Graham Taylor.
Well, yes, obviously. Apart from him.
You know. Oh, well, the media, especially TV and films.
Now, that is interesting, because also with us tonight, we're lucky enough to have Hollywood film star Michael Douglas.
Hello, England.
Now, Michael, your films have often been accused of including scenes of dubious morality. One thinks of the scene in Fatal Attraction where you had sex with Glenn Close in the kitchen sink. Mm-hmm. One and thinks of it quite often, actually. I mean, that scene was gratuitous, surely.
Not at all, Andy. It was a very important scene because it illuminates the character's quintessential maleness, you know? He decides to screw this woman in the sink because, basically, like all men, he will do anything to get out of doing the washing up.
We'll come back to that later. But now I'd like to move on to a different subject, materialism. Now, materialism is socially debilitating, spiritually crippling, and let's face it, bloody expensive. We've become a nation of serial consumers, obsessed with... Are those new trainers?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd like a pair like that.
Oh, well, I got these free doing the Pepsi ad.
What?
I'm the new face of Pepsi. You know, they've got rid of Michael Jackson.
What, and got you instead?
Yeah, bit of a turn-up, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose, basically, they were looking for a total change, and I am completely different to Jacko, aren't I?
Yeah, well, you got a nose for a start, haven't you?
That's right.
I mean, with all that surgery, his nose has virtually disappeared, whereas you don't have that problem.
Just don't start.
Nick, okay? Nick, there is no need to be so touchy about your huge nose.
I do not have a huge nose! I am nasally gifted.
Nick, now listen, right, I'm not being personal or anything, but I really think you should have cosmetic surgery performed on your nose.
Why?
Well, think of the thousands of jobs it would create. I mean, especially in the building trade. Your nose could kickstart the recovery, mate.
You're just jealous you didn't get this Pepsi contract.
All right, so this contract's all signed and sealed then, is it?
Yeah. Just the morality clause to sort out.
Uh-huh.
You know what they're like on these product endorsements. They want you to be squeaky clean. They want to be sure journalists won't find out anything interesting in your sex life.
Well, you've got no problems there, have you? Oh, sorry, well, what I mean is, journalists aren't going to be interested in your sex life. Scientists, maybe.
You're green with envy, aren't you? Greener than a blackbird at Sellafield.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's just get this straight. This contract that's worth a fortune will go through, provided you're of proven, unblemished morality.
That's right.
Right. Well, let's hope they don't get to hear about the Christmas party, then.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the stationery cupboard. You, Dr. Ruth, the Canada Goose, and the Swarfiga.
All lies.
Oh, yeah? Just listen to this tape.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes!
Don't cry, Nick. This is nothing to be ashamed of.
For God's sake, Andy, that's despicable, making a tape of your best friend.
I didn't make it, I bought it. It's out on cassette. BBC Enterprises say it's their biggest seller after Hancock.
Oh, no! Yeah. That's the Pepsi contract down the pan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, got to be positive, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, perhaps I'm better off as I am. I mean, if I'd have got the contract, become stinking rich, who knows? I might have ended up like Jacko. Because at least at the moment, I'm not emotionally and psychologically screwed up, am I, eh?
Let's move on, shall we? To look again at Britain's deepening moral decline, which is perhaps personified by the amoral and abhorrent Police Sergeant Herbert Brigstoke of the Metropolitan...
Andy, let it rest.
I can't, it's too upsetting.
Look, I thought you'd worked all this
Well, I haven't, okay? I can still see myself standing in front of that desk in that police station.
Okay, so if I can just run through the facts. You are Andrew Hamilton?
Yes.
Hamilton? Irish name?
Well, maybe, but I'm not Irish.
Needn't bother typing out this confession, then. Oh, well, never mind. Let's start again. A. Hamilton. Okay, arrested at 1500 hours. Charge to be decided.
What do you mean, charge to be decided? You mean you've arrested me for no reason whatsoever?
We had a very good reason for arresting you, actually. It's the last day of the month and we're below our performance target.
So you decided to arrest people on a completely arbitrary basis?
It was not a completely arbitrary basis. We only nicked people with facial hair. Last month we only did people in duffel coats.
I am not going to prison just because...
Oh, don't make such a fuss. World in action will get you out eventually. You know, like the Guildford 4 and the Birmingham 6 and the Edgbaston 10,000.
The Edgbaston 10,000?
Yeah, well, some of the West Midland boys got a bit pissed at the test match, you know. Productivity bonus, though. Talking of which, what can we charge you with?
Yeah, I want my lawyer. I have been in this police station for over 9 hours.
Uh-huh. Wasting police time. Cheers. Take this form. Just go through the door into the Justice Mart.
The Justice Mart?
Just through that door.
Welcome to Justice Mart, the Quick Fit Court. Can I see your form? Thank you. Okay, you can join the 6 offences or less queue. Next.
What the...
Please. No, Your Honour, mercy, Your Honour, Your
Never
Honour.
Never in all my time as an automatic digital judge have I heard such a catalogue of evil.
Oh, no, please.
6 years imprisonment. No. Now get in that Group 4 self-drive prison van. And proceed to Dartmoor Prison PLC. Next, prisoner will say his name.
Hamilton.
Irish.
No.
Offence, wasting police time, I sentence you to...
Hang on, what about the evidence?
Give me a break, look at the size of this queue.
And what about the jury?
Oh no, we've got a nostalgia buff.
I'm sorry, I refuse to be judged by a robot, okay? I want a proper judge.
Oh, a proper judge. You mean an octogenarian cross-dresser who thinks short skirts excuse rape and whose cerebral cortex has seen no electrical activity since 1936? You're better off with good old robo-judge.
I refuse to be judged by anyone other than a human being, okay? Because the concept of justice is the finest expression of man's humanity. It embodies his capacity for compassion, logic, objectivity, and rational thought, which will always make humans superior to mere machines.
Can you set the timer on your video?
No.
No, we'll stop talking bollocks then. Andy Hamilton, I sentence you to 2 years. 2 years. 2 years. That's 6 years. Sorry, I need cleaning. It's the cutbacks.
He sentenced you to 6 years. Yeah. What did you do?
Well, come on, Nick. You've known me a long time, right? What do you think I did?
You fainted.
Yeah. Cracked me head. I had to make my own way to hospital. They just gave me the keys to the Group 4 prison van and said when I'd finished with it to just leave it somewhere obvious.
Right.
Hospital was chaos. Nurse, excuse me, nurse, I don't want to make a fuss.
Good, then don't.
Yeah, it's just I've been waiting to see the doctor for ages.
What are you talking about? I took you to see the doctor.
No, you didn't. You just sat me down here next to this vending machine.
That is the doctor.
But, I mean, how am I to...
Just read the instructions, okay?
Enter symptoms here. Bleeding head. Await diagnosis. Stress. Do you require a second opinion? Yes, I do. All right, then, it's warts. Oh, honestly. This is absurd. Nurse.
Yes, what is it now?
I demand to be examined by a human being.
Oh, all right, wait there.
It's a nightmare. Worst experience I've had in hospital since I annoyed that brain surgeon. And he gave me a barium meal through my ears.
Who called for the proper doctor?
Oh, thank goodness. I did. You see, I've got this terribly sore head. And I'm busy.
All right. Don't worry. We'll soon have you sorted out, Mr...
Hamilton.
Okay, Mr. Hamilton, you just relax there. Few questions. Now, first of all, do you think you're going to recover?
Sorry, I don't know, Tony.
Well, what I mean is, are you going to get better, or are you just going to tie up a bed for a few months and then die and thus prove uneconomic?
Well, I don't know. You're the doctor.
No, I'm a hospital manager.
Oh, I want the doctor.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hamilton, but my job and the job of the other 2,000 managers in this building is to rationalise. We're competitive, cash conscious.
Well, I can see that from the meters on the bedpans. This hospital is...
Correction. We're no longer a hospital. We now trade under the name of Bedulike. And we won't be able to compete in the internal market if we have to treat customers whose recovery period is non-cost effective.
Well, in that case, why bother treating anybody? You know, I mean, if everyone's going to die in the end after all, aren't they? Why waste the money? Why don't you just kick out all the patients now and turn this place into a hotel?
Well said, Andy, mate. Did he take your argument on board then?
Of course he did. Yeah, he turned it into a hotel.
Big mouth. My granddad was in there.
Of course, we couldn't possibly examine the state of the nation without looking, with our panel, the bishop, the deaconess and Michael Howard, at the worrying issue of violence. Michael Howard, your Home Secretary.
Yes.
Depressing, isn't it?
Sorry?
The growth of violence. Perhaps we could look at the media's responsibilities again. Now, Michael Douglas, your latest film has been attacked as being far too violent. And in fact, we can hear a trailer for it now.
He's out there, and he's a killer. He kills women. He kills men. Then he kills some more women. One man must find this killer and then kill him. There is no escape from the killing. No story, no dialogue, just a killer who kills and kills again and must be killed by another killer who must kill or be killed in... Killing of the Killer Killer.
It's something of a departure for Merchant Ivory, isn't it?
Well, you know, Andy, they're artists. They don't like to repeat themselves.
Surely you have to accept the charge that violent films like this legitimize violence.
No, no, no. On the contrary, I say that these films make people more aware of violence. It teaches them to understand and deal with violence, and when dealing with it, what ammunition to use.
Mm. Oh, it's just depressing. I find all that depressing. Everything's depressing, you know. Me and Libby were discussing it last night, watching the telly.
You're watching BBC One. And now, Casualty. This week, a thermonuclear device is left in the children's ward.
Oh, God. Depressing. All depressing. The news was totally depressing.
Oh, I don't know. I quite like Martin Lewis's little tap dance. Mm.
Catalogue of despair, dreadful. The world's a mess.
Well, do something, then. Give money to famine relief.
If only it was that easy.
Well, it is. Just send a cheque.
Oh, yeah. And what exactly would I achieve by that?
Well, for a start, you'd lose your reputation for being stingy.
What?
I was so embarrassed when that lady from the Salvation Army came collecting. You said you'd give her some money once you sent you an invoice.
Look, please don't criticise me, OK? I'm too depressed, OK? I'm very depressed. Perhaps I'll ring the Samaritans again.
You can't. They got that court order forbidding you from pestering them.
I'll never forgive them for that, you know. You ring these people with a cry for help.
Andy, the Samaritans are there for people who've been plunged into an abyss of personal despair by some awful crisis. Seeing San Marino go 1-0 up does not fall into that.
I can't help it, okay? I'm a creative person. We're very sensitive. We have emotions other people don't have. Right now, I've got this spiritual void coupled with an indefinable primal rage. I bet the Germans have got a word for it, you know. Vorsprungheitung, Schickelfreunde, Gestaltwurstbender, or something like that. I bet this is how Sylvia Plath felt just before she had a poem coming on, you know.
Will you just stop whinging? You've got a lot to be happy about.
Have I? Yeah, I'm sorry, of course. You're right, I'm sorry.
Just count your blessings.
Yeah, good idea. One.
Just one blessing?
Hmm.
What is it?
That I'm not Nick. You know, I think I'm so depressed because I'm confused. Like a lot of men in the 1990s, feminism has left me unsure as to my role. The new man in me wants to stay home and supervise the housework, but that conflicts with the primal male urge to be the warrior, you know, killing and hunting. That's my problem. Basically, I'm denying my tough, brutal, macho instincts. Is the electric blanket on?
Yes.
And I don't want the prickly pyjamas tonight. Ooh, depressed, depressed, depressed. I'm weighed down by depression. Anguish, anxiety, angst, ennui and despair.
This is just self-pity.
Oh, great. And on top of all those, I've got self-pity now. Now I'm terminally depressed.
Andy, listen to me. Don't try to speak. You can't speak anyway till I let go of your throat. Now, the truth is, you have no right to be depressed. You're loved, you're warm, you're breathing, and above all, you're a very lucky boy.
Oh. I'm sorry, love. You're right, as always. I'm blessed. Got a nice house, decent job, lovely, caring wife, two wonderful children. My life is perfect. Perfect.
That's right.
Depressingly perfect, in a way.
So that's why you're wearing the neck braces.
Yeah.
Well, with us now, we have Mr. William Waldegrave. Mr. Waldegrave, nice to see you. Now, you're the minister responsible for more open government.
I might be. Who wants to know?
Well, it's common knowledge, isn't it? You've been appointed to curb the excesses of the intelligence services.
Go on.
And I'm sure we'd all applaud this move.
Oh, right. Well, yes, of course, it was all my idea. Mr. Open, that's me.
I wanted to ask you specifically about bugging.
No comment. Sorry, force of habit.
No, I mean, is it justifiable, for instance, for the intelligence services to bug private conversations between members of the royal family? Intimate conversations in the privacy of their own palaces, which are secretly recorded onto tapes and then passed on to irresponsible people in the media who then broadcast them like this.
I'm too sexy for my throne. Too sexy for my throne. Come in.
Good morning, Mother.
Oh, it's you, Charles. How are you?
Well, to be honest, there's something we need to chat about. You see, Mother, I feel that it's very difficult for me to play a role, and I feel I have a lot to contribute as a force for good, and, well, what I'm trying to say, Mother, is, well, I'm asking if you'd be so good as to abdicate.
I understand how you feel, Charles. Really, I do. But I'm afraid it wouldn't be appropriate for me to abdicate.
Well, in that case, Mother, I'm afraid you're going to have to meet with an unfortunate accident.
Sorry?
You know, a loose handrail on a palace staircase, a tragic collision between the royal yachts and a torpedo. Or a corgi that mysteriously develops rabies, that sort of accident. Or maybe even another fire.
You mean you burnt down Windsor Castle?
Yes, my trap was laid for nothing. I was misinformed.
You thought I was there?
No, I thought Diana was there. Switzerland King, her head will be on a pole over Traitor's Gate. But so much. If you just sign this abdication consent form.
Do you seriously think I would relinquish the crown to you? I like being monarch. I like riding in golden carriages and touring in warm places for no apparent reason. I like having two birthdays. I like annoying the Prime Minister every week by pretending to mistake him for a wardrobe. Take that from me. You're not a credible rival. I made sure of that.
What?
Who do you think leaked the tape where you likened yourself to a tampon? Who trained your polo pony to dump you consistently so you looked a total prat?
It was you.
Yes. I always wanted to be queen, and I wasn't going to let anyone stand in my way. At the age of six, I paid Wallace Simpson to seduce Uncle Edward.
But the throne will be mine eventually. You can't live forever.
No? Every day I drink the blood of 12 virgins. At night I bathe in the eternal flame. I am she who will never die.
You're mad, woman. I'll tell the world.
You're a crank. No one would believe you. Not even your geraniums would believe you. You're doomed. Doomed.
No, I'm sorry. I I'm very sorry. We can't hear any more of this.
Well, I think that tape opens up the whole area of moral anarchy in our society, which we're discussing round the table here. David Meller, you've come along to join us in the studio tonight, but you weren't invited, so you can bugger off. Home Secretary Michael Howard. No, it still sounds depressing. I'm sorry. Deaconess, what are the root causes of social breakdown?
Well, I feel the main problem is that young teenage boys don't have a rite of passage where they can make the transition into manhood. You see, in some primitive societies, at the age of 14, boys are taken miles out into the bush with just a spear. And they're left to either survive or die. And this is a...
Could you go a bit slower, please? Only I'm writing all this down.
Yes, all right, Mr. Howard. Thank you, Mr. Howard. Now, Bishop, how do you see the problem?
Well, personally, I think we're all forgetting Jesus.
No, no, I haven't forgotten him. He's down on my list of root causes.
Oh, really?
You know, all this is very stimulating because in my next film...
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Who hit Michael Howard? We talked about this in the green room, didn't we? Not giving in to temptation. Deaconess, you hit him, didn't you?
Yes.
What was it like?
Brilliant, you tried.
Oh, yes, nice, isn't it?
Say, can I have a go?
Yep.
Hey, this is really therapeutic, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, wait your turn, Mr. Waldegrave. Take it easy, you'll all get a go. £5 a punch, all proceeds to charity, all right? Okay, over to you, Nick.
Well, while our entire audience forms an orderly queue, we've just got time for some late news. Irish Republicans have accused the British government of provocation after its ruling that any statement on TV by Sinn Féin chairman Gerry Adams must be dubbed using the voice of Lloyd Grossman.
And John Major has decided to abandon his slogan Back to Basics because he says it's too exciting. He's replacing it with Sideways Towards the Intermediate. Good night.
Good night.
The £1 Million Radio Show State of the Nation special was written and presented by Nick Revel and Andy Hamilton and featured Felicity Montague and Jasper Jacobs. It was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.